second? That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the melody to Funky Town. Won't you take me down to Funky Town?
No, tally the entry code.
For what?
Yay, it's time for episode 3. I really like this song, but yeah. Maybe at the end of the show I'll play the full version. And stop. Yeah. I know that sounds really dumb, how I just cut it off like that, but I don't know how to edit, like how to fade out or anything like that, so... yeah, that's probably going to be the last time that I use that song for my theme. As much as I love that song. Anyway, it is episode 3, and I've officially decided on a name for my podcast, and that is Short Poppy Syndrome. Yep, so no more Henry Show. Short Poppy Syndrome, I really like it. Like, when I was trying to think of a name, I kept on coming back to this Short Poppy Syndrome. So just to explain what short poppy syndrome means, well, you may have heard of tall poppy syndrome, which is Wikipedia, they define tall poppy syndrome as being where somebody has tall poppy syndrome when they are envious, defamatory, or overly critical of someone because of their notionally higher economic, social, or political position. Yeah, which basically means that you have a go at somebody just because they are, like, on the top of the pile, they are successful, and... So, yeah, I guess short poppy syndrome would be the opposite of that. What's that called? Is that called a pun, or... Yeah, it's like a play on words? I don't know what that's called, but... Yeah, that's what short poppy syndrome is. And, yeah, also, like, just... You can play... Break that up, short poppy syndrome up. Like, short means, like, not long. So my podcast isn't going to be a big, long podcast. And then you got poppy, which means, like, poppy, short for popular. And I don't know, maybe some of the stoners might be looking at podcasts on Podcast Alley and they'll see poppy syndrome and they might think, oh, this... It must be something to do with drugs, and they might subscribe. So yeah, I might get some stoners listening that way, which would be pretty sweet. And syndrome, which is just a cool word, I think. Yeah, I really like it. I guess, but short poppy syndrome. I don't know. My friend. He said it sounds a bit emo. You know, which I don't want. Obviously, nobody wants to be the emo podcast, eh? But yeah, I'm not really worried about that. Like, I'm definitely not emo. I don't think I could be emo if I tried, so... Yeah, that was my friend Philippe who said I was emo. And actually, Philippe and I, we just went to the movies tonight. We went and saw Munich, which was a pretty good movie. I really enjoyed it. It was, yeah, it's about the Israeli Olympic team, how they get killed at the Munich Games, and how the Israeli government, they commission a team of people to go and assassinate all those terrorists that were involved in... killing their team, the Olympic team, and it was really interesting. It made me want to learn a lot more about the actual real life events, just because, like, you know, it was a Steven Spielberg film, which is all, you know, he's obviously a great director, but, like, obviously he makes Hollywood films, and yeah, like some of the ways that they had these, like, bombs that were supposed to kill the terrorists, and, like, they're always these very elaborate bombs. Like, I think they had one bomb that was set up underneath the mattress of a bed, and there was one bomb that was put into, like, a telephone, and, I don't know, it makes it really interesting, it makes it look really cool that they have bombs like these, but I was just wondering, like, is that really how it went down? You know, maybe, that's why I want to find out a bit more about it. Actually, we were gonna, we had a plan. We were going to buy tickets to another movie, and we wanted to go sneak in to see Hostel, because Hostel is actually rated R, so you had to be 18 to go see it. So yeah, we went and got our tickets for Munich, but then we saw that the 7:30 showing of Hostel was actually sold out anyway. So yeah, we ended up going in to see Munich anyway, but it was a good film. My friend, his older brother went and saw Hostel last night, and he said that he counted 20 people walking out of the theatre, so that tells you how awesome this movie is. And it definitely does look pretty sick. Yeah, I think I'll have to wait for it to come out on DVD. Yeah, I actually go to the movies a fair bit, usually once a week, which is quite a lot, I guess. It's just something to do, and yeah, everybody from school goes, so it's a lot of fun. So yeah, I'll probably end up talking a lot about movies in my podcast, I guess. Okay, well, I thought of a new segment for my podcast that I want to do, probably every episode, and I'm going to call it NAF Stuff with Henry. So if you don't know what NAF means, NAF is just stuff that's, I guess it's something that's really so cheesy and just so corny that it's actually kind of cool. Well, maybe not cool, but just that you do like it. Kind of like a, I guess it might be a guilty pleasure or something. So, to give you a few examples of NAF. So, a lot of TV shows and bands are NAF. Like some NAF bands, I guess, would be. And this is my opinion on NAF. So you probably think I'm crazy here, but I think some NAF bands would be like Fall Out Boy, The Killers. Okay, bear with me here, but Mariah Carey, I think she's NAF. Like, her last album, she had some really catchy songs on that last album, so yeah, can't remember the names of the songs, but yeah, Mariah Carey is definitely NAF. And yeah, by the way, obviously somebody can be NAF today, but in a week's time they're not NAF anymore, so just be wary, because quite often, yeah, this happens to me a fair bit. I'll call somebody NAF, like, say, for example, the Black Eyed Peas. But then later on, I won't really, I'll think they're rubbish. But yeah, usually somebody calls me up on it and says, oh, hang on, I thought you said you liked them. So just, you got to be careful what you call NAF. And some TV shows that are NAF, I guess for me, there are some reality shows that are NAF, like Super Nanny. That show where they trade mums, that's a NAF show. American Idol, just the auditions part, that's the NAF part, not the actual contest. Like, that's just rubbish, but the first couple of episodes where they have the auditions, that's NAF. And in Australia, Neighbours, that's a NAF show. But today I'm going to talk about NAF food. And the most NAFist food that you can get is McDonald's. I love Macca's. And yeah, I know you'd only want to eat it, say, once a month. You wouldn't want to eat it every day, but just once a month is just awesome. Actually, this is something that I'm not too proud about this, but I've actually eaten McDonald's in 12 different countries. Yep. So, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States, Japan, Hong Kong, the UK, France, Italy, Germany, Belgium, and Holland. And it's true that it tastes exactly the same all over the world. The thing is, okay, so you might be wondering, how could somebody go to France and eat McDonald's? Well, okay, let me just give you a little story. So we went to France last year, and we were actually in Paris, and we're walking down the Le Champ de Lycée, however you want to say it, and it was lunchtime, so we went into a little cafe, one of those cafes where you sit outside on the sidewalk. So we got these menus, and they were in French, and everything was baguette, avec poulet, with Jupiter Poron and like Poisson avec Jacques-du-Bedou, you know, I don't know French, so. And, you know, it's not that I'm a really fussy eater. Like, I'll eat anything except for egg, tomato, and onion. So, when I was looking at this menu, couldn't see it, you know, I was really panicking. And then I saw a Parisian baguette, which said it had jambon, which I knew was ham. So I thought, okay, that sounds pretty safe, I'll get that. So, they brought out this, like a big long French roll, like a foot-long sub that you get at Subway, and it had ham on it, and that's it. Literally nothing else, like no butter, no margarine, you know, no mustard, no cheese, nothing. That was what I got for lunch. So, yeah, I think I went and had McDonald's a couple times after that. And Italy was even worse. So we went to get pizza in Italy. And, you know, obviously they don't have, like, you can't get a Hawaiian pizza or a Supreme pizza in Italy. Like, everything's called Neapolitano and Margherita pizza, which is what I think I ordered. I got the Margherita pizza, which is just, so that's just the pizza base and the tomato sauce. And I don't think it had cheese on it. It had some herbs on it, but that's all it was. Just the sauce and a couple of herbs. Like, you know, that's okay for a while, but, you know, for 2 weeks in Europe, you know, like, every time you go to eat, it's like a mystery meal, what you're going to get. So, it's just nice to go into a McDonald's and know, okay, I'm going to get myself a Big Mac. And, just so, something so comforting about that. In Japan, yeah. Yeah, actually, I better not even, yeah, talk about Japan. Like, Japan's an awesome country, but, my God, they eat some weird food there. I had a really hard time there. Okay, well, it's time for a Kiwi joke, and actually, I think I might run into some trouble with this segment, just because I was trying to find a good Kiwi joke before on the internet, and they are all sort of about New Zealanders having sex with sheep and not having jobs, so I might end up having to do some Tasmanian jokes, but we'll see. So, today's joke is, so, a Kiwi walks into the bedroom with a sheep under his arm and says, "Darling, this is the pig I have sex with when you have a headache." His girlfriend, lying in bed, replies, "I think you'll find that's a sheep, dickhead." The man replies, "I wasn't talking to you." Like, you can only say so many jokes about Kiwis having sex with sheep, and they're still funny, I think. So, hopefully I'll find some more funny jokes. Yeah, actually, it reminds me, last year, my cousin, he's in Australia, in Melbourne, and he sent me this email last year, and it looks like this official news release from Reuters, and it said, 1 million New Zealanders killed in an earthquake. And it said, 200,000 Kiwis killed in an earthquake, 1 million more injured. And so I was like freaking out reading this news article, and it was talking about this massive earthquake in Rotorua. So, like, just freaking out, I quickly went to Google News and searched for New Zealand earthquakes, and I couldn't find anything, so I quickly went and checked CNN and BBC News, and there was nothing about this earthquake, so I went back to the email and read it again, and yeah, it was a joke. And actually, it was kind of a funny punchline. The punchline was that the United States has offered to send medical supplies, and Japan has offered to send in food, and Australia has offered to send 200,000 replacement Kiwis, which I think afterwards I could laugh about it, but at the time, yeah, I just had this sick feeling. Yeah, I honestly thought it was a true story. So, yeah, deep down, I love the Kiwis. Yeah, it's just a bit of a fun rivalry, I guess. So now, it's time for my journal entry. Yeah, so this is the journal entry of my very first concert that I ever went to see. And the first band I ever saw was The Offspring. So here we go. 10th of June, 1999. Last night, I went and saw The Offspring. It was awesome. I went with Nick and my dad. The support band playing was called Heritage. They played rap. I got a blue shirt with Americana on it. Then Offspring came on and everybody went crazy. The first song they played was All I Want. Everybody on the floor ran to the front of the stage, but we were on the second floor in seats. A few people got on the stage and dived into the crowd, and so did the lead singer a couple of times. When they played Why Don't You Get a Job, there was a huge bubble machine that blew bubbles into the crowd. My favourite song was The Kids Aren't Alright, but the very last song was Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Yeah, there we go. The Offspring. Good band. Can't say I listen to them a lot these days, but yeah, I was a pretty big fan of The Offspring's work when I was 10. And yeah, I remember when I went to my first concert, and the like after half an hour, The Offspring said goodnight everybody, and they went off, and everybody started booing, and they were yelling out encore, encore, encore. So they came back on and played another 3 songs. And yep, like, bear in mind that their big song at this time was Pretty Fly for a White Guy, and they hadn't played this yet, and I was like freaking out, like, why haven't they played Pretty Fly for a White Guy yet? So they came on and did this encore of the 3 songs, and then they said it again, they said goodnight everybody, and they left, and everybody was screaming Offspring, Offspring. So they came back on, and think this time they played 2 songs, and the very last song was Pretty Fly for a White Guy. So every had a happy ending. Yeah, still to this day I don't understand why bands, like, they obviously say they're saving this one song for last, but they walk off and get everybody to cheer. I don't know, I guess, well, probably the bands I go see do this. They're big showman bands. Yeah, actually haven't been to many bands in a while. Definitely something I want to do this year is go see like a lot more bands. Yep, have to check the pages, see who's touring soon. Wow, so I'm really flying along here. Okay, last night I was pretty busy. I set up a website for Short Poppy Syndrome, just on blogspot.com. And it was pretty easy, I guess. It looks like I have to learn HTML, which I'm a bit worried about because I don't know too much about it. So I'm trying to teach myself here, so we'll see how I go. Yeah, I got the feed working. Yeah, I just need to find a good website to host my files, so yeah, it's all coming together, I guess. And yeah, my friend Philip, he says I should think about getting a MySpace account for my podcast, which I wasn't really thinking of doing, but maybe that's an idea. Yeah, I've always kind of stayed away from MySpace. I actually do have a MySpace account, but I don't really use it much. I don't know, I just never got that MySpace bug, I guess. It just seems to be, like, to me, it just seems, like, really competitive, like, and maybe this is just my impression, but it seems to be about who has the most friends and who can get the most comments. And yeah, I think, yeah, I actually have 3 friends on my MySpace account, including Tom, so pretty sad. Yeah, I'll get the blogger working first, and then, yeah, we'll see about MySpace, I guess. Anyway, I've actually run out of stuff to talk about. I just had a little bit of news. I thought this was interesting. Like, if you thought that it seemed like every man and his dog got an iPod for Christmas, well, you're right, because I just read that Apple sold 14 million iPods in the last quarter of last year. Like, it's called the holiday quarter. 14 million iPods, wow. Like, just to put that in perspective, Apple has sold, in total, they've sold 42 million iPods, so like 14 million is over a quarter of all iPods was sold in the last 3 months. Like, that is just phenomenal. Yeah, I guess I got my video iPod in that holiday quarter. My little brother got his Nano for Christmas, so, wow, everybody is getting an iPod. Also, iTunes has sold 850 million songs so far, and they are saying that they're going to reach the 1 billion mark within the next couple of months. So that's good that they are selling music. I do buy music from iTunes. I get a lot of Australian bands off iTunes. Yeah, that's how. Otherwise, I'd have to get it shipped to me, which would cost $30 in shipping. So it's really handy for me to use iTunes. I love it. Yeah, and iTunes has 80% share of all downloads. So good for them. Sometimes I freak out when last week, Microsoft announced they are opening their own music store, and I thought, iTunes is in trouble, but no, I don't think so. Like, iTunes has 80% share of all downloads, so that's a pretty strong market share, I guess. Yeah, so, and that concludes the business section of my podcast, I guess. So, I've run out of stuff to talk about, so I'm going to play a song now. I'm going to play Two Shoes by The Cat's Empire, another Australian band. And I don't know what genre you'd call this. I kind of call it jazz, but anyway, here's Two Shoes.
He said, oh my dear, listen here, and this is what he cried. On my feet I wear two shoes for dancing, dancing to be free. On my feet they're paying tribute to the Bobby Marley legacy. On my knees they got some cuts and bruises from my skating all my days, cause when I'm skating with my friends my troubles drift away. I say my legs they're wearing baggy pants. I like to move around cause getting down and jumping out, these are some good things that I found. Got a slinky belt with a clip that's quick to open, because the loving is the sweetest thing, and up from my waist it happens. And my stomach's got some tasty food that's making me feel good, cause sharing some meals is something I wish the world could do. When my chest it wears a singlet, while my chest it beating proud, while my chest suggests I am a man that no institutions can knock down. And around my neck is superstition hanging from a chain, because I got my gods, but in the end I make my own way. It's got a great big smile that shows some great big teeth. To friends it brings a happiness, and to enemies it brings defeat. And my eyes, they've got some vision that can see through many lies. Well, my eyes, they look for better things, the better things to see in life. When my ears are wearing headphones that do play my favorite songs. Not music I'm told to like, but the songs that make me dance along. Put on my feet are shoes for dancing, dancing to be free. On my feet they're paying tribute to the Bobby Marley legacy.
Okay, so that's the end of the show, end of episode 3. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon.